Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghanistan's Taliban is condemned as futile. New U.S. plans to increase airstrikes against the Islamist insurgency and to deploy American soldiers to the battlefield when necessary. President Obama approved the wider role for the U.S. military after months of debate to help Afghan security forces combat the Taliban. Meantime, al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zarqawi has pledged allegiance to the new Afghan Taliban leader, Haibatullah Akhundzada, a low-profile religious figure whose predecessor was killed in a U.S. drone strike. Pledge comes as al-Qaeda is facing rivalry from the Islamic State, which has also made inroads into Afghanistan, where the Taliban has been waging a guerrilla war since they were ousted from power in 2001. Authorities in Bangladesh say they have arrested 37 suspected jihadists as part of a nationwide crackdown following a series of deadly attacks. Those attacks on minorities and secular activists. Wave of killings in recent months stretched from the capital Dhaka to remote areas to the north and the coastal south. Hindu monastery worker was stabbed to death in the northwestern district of Pabna on Friday, with the Islamic State claiming responsibility. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia say they have executed two of their members, both recruited from Kenya, disloyalty and anti-Islamic activities they were accused of. Al-Shabaab also released audio of one of their so-called judges delivering the verdict. The judge said they had provided information that allowed the U.S. forces to pinpoint the location of a former militant chief. This is VOA News. Iraqi government forces met heavy resistance from Islamic State militants in their weeks-old offensive to retake the Anbar provincial town of Fallujah. That story now from Edward Uranian in the VOA Middle East Bureau.
Iraqi government forces and their Shiite militia allies fought to wrest the Anbar province bastion of Fallujah from Islamic State militants Saturday amid conflicting reports on progress. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi claimed during a visit to the battle zone Saturday that government forces were advancing along a new front from the west of the city. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhada appeared to meet heavy resistance, despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pro-government Libyan forces have battled the last remaining Islamic State fighters in the center of the Libyan port city of Sirte, with a spokesman saying top IS leaders had fled to the desert to avoid the onslaught. Libya has been in chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011. Rival factions have spent the last 5 years trying to grab power and take control of Libya's lucrative oil industry. United Nations, alarmed by a rise in amphetamine trafficking across Asia, is calling for Australia to play a larger role in combating the trade. Officials say a surge in the production of stimulants has been evident in recent years, even as trafficking of heroin produced in the Golden Triangle region of eastern Myanmar continues to flourish. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party nominee Donald Trump was the only candidate campaigning on Saturday. At a rally, Trump criticized 2012 nominee Mitt Romney's criticism of him as setting a dangerous example for Americans. Romney told a meeting of some of the party's top strategists and donors that Trump is promoting, in his words, trickle-down racism. Trump replied by blasting Romney for his failed 2012 campaign against President Obama.
I backed John McCain big league, and he lost. I backed Mitt Romney, and he choked, and he lost. And I said, this time, folks, we're going to do it ourselves. We're going to win. We're going to win. We're winning.
Trump also criticized former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is also the presumptive Democratic Party nominee, as unfit to be president. A new voter poll is indicating that Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump by 11 percentage points, about the same margin as last week. Get more news at voanews.com and on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.